Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you do on Sunday? Start the starters or sit the starters? Final count, 55.8% say start the starters. Also, 84.7% think Elliott is not going to be able to do 100 consecutive push-ups by the end of 2026.
He might get there. He's a little, I think he'll get a little there. Fella.
Well, and us telling him he can't.
Oh, it's going to make him want to get there.
Is he going to wear a shirt that says, not elite?
Come on. We should have him do it here on the show.
100%. I told you. When he's ready, now he could do it just a year from now.
But when he's ready, I think we build up to it for 2 weeks and then we have the moment.
Yeah. I agree. But also when we build up, it's kind of Christmas or are people paying attention?
No, that's what I'm saying. Even whenever he's ready. If he's ready in March, we do it in March.
Yeah, you know.
Confetti, that sort of stuff. So before we get to the, I think we should do the moments before the Buzz Fantasy Football League update.
Yes.
So 30 past every hour, we have been celebrating the best moments from the 2025 from the WIP Afternoon Show. Jack has two of them to celebrate here. And what do you have first, Jack?
Okay, so first, one of the most memorable moments of the year. Now, we like to say Fritz the Six is an extension of this show.
Yes.
While technically this happened on Fritz the Six and Buzz was a part of it, it really feels like an afternoon show moment.
Okay.
So who could forget this beautiful moment?
I want to leave you with this, Jack, because I know you wanted to touch on the Sixers at some point tonight. The free throw percentage for VJ Edgecombe is at 75.9%.
Man, it's spiraling down.
Yeah, well, the problem is, right, not that he's obviously missing free throws, but he's not getting that many attempts. He's getting 2-3-0 attempts.
Yeah.
And, he needs to get more physical with his game, if I'm going to be completely honest. But, yeah, his college free throw percentage was just over 78%, and I'm hoping he can turn it around.
Sure. Okay. Appreciate the phone call. Going to be completely honest, really got to go to the bathroom. So we're going to take a quick break. I know. It's a prairie dog situation in here. So we're going to take a quick break, but don't you worry. A full extended Fritz Six coming up next. So don't go anywhere. A lot of Phil's thoughts, everything else. Come back.
Oh, man. I think we led with that the next day.
Yeah.
I almost think that we led.
Prairie dog situation.
Every time I hear OG Jason in that call, his hoagie accent is so thick. It is a VJ Edgecombe.
It is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Buzz was there, obviously.
Yeah.
He brought up his little Six Flag situation.
Yep.
Tried to.
I was born to produce that moment, frankly. Yeah.
You were. I was like, if there's one person who knows what I'm going through.
Yeah.
It was Buzz.
Yeah, that was a spiritually an afternoon show moment.
Yes. It turned into an afternoon show moment.
Yeah.
Now, one moment that did happen on the afternoon show that also a lot of buzz about, you guys are not happy with this, was my big decision to hand out organic gummies.
Oh, yeah, Halloween.
Here's a little of how that sounded. Am I saving the youth of my neighborhood? Yes, no. I'm a neighborhood guy now.
By doing what?
Halloween coming up on Friday. Looking forward to it.
Horrible decision.
And while everyone out there is getting all the main sugary candy, I made the executive decision in our household to go all organic. And what? I'm giving out organic gummy bears on Friday. Organic fruit sticks.
Dude.
Dude, I saw the fruit stick thing. I'm like, dude, that's not even candy.
Are you serious?
He is.
I'm going to tell you.
I know.
I'm glad you put this out over the air.
His first year in the new neighborhood.
The first year in the neighborhood, the new neighborhood, and this is what you're starting with.
Why don't you give him pennies?
Give him raisins or something.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a little, it's a little cleaner. I know
nobody
there's still sugar in it.
Nobody wants your organic fruit.
You're
or
getting
candy.
The organic gummies. You're
nobody,
getting the organic gummies.
Wants that nonsense.
Ugh. Yep, that was a big moment. That was an awfully big moment.
Yeah, a lot of traction.
Before we get to the Buzz update, two moments I would just like to give credit to. One, I couldn't believe this was 2025. I think it was Alex in Lancaster that reminded me. Is Sean Landetta's call that Buzz was here for when Freddie Mitchell said that he would shave his privates in the locker room, and that we had Sean Landetta on. Sean didn't know what we were talking about. We asked Sean Landetta about it. He was not happy.
That was
at all.
January, I think, close to a full year ago. Yeah,
I was on paternity leave.
Yeah,
he was leading into one of the playoff games, Packers maybe.
That was before the Super Bowl.
Before
the Super Bowl.
And it had to be Packers. That's why Freddie Mitchell was on.
Yes.
The morning show. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
And then the moment that happened after the Super Bowl was, of course, Ike and my fight about Jalen Hurts being elite the day after the Super Bowl. Happened in 2025. A legendary moment.
Legendary moment.
Yeah.
First segment.
Yes. First segment.
First segment.
218. Can I play the Ike Reese moment of the year?
No. What is it?
Well, actually,
as if he actually needed permission.
Yeah. Well, it was this.
Victory!
Oh, wow.
You heard him wavering halfway through that. You knew where it was heading.
Or closely contested.
Oh, here it is.
Was this moment.
Thank you, bro. It's great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Ike Reese moments of the year.
That one was good because
did that once this year.
Yeah, I know. I know.
The good one about that one is that he didn't know he did it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get.
What the hell was that?
Let's get an update on the stupid fantasy football league. None of us are in the playoffs. Oh, but there is a big moment.
Yes, sir.
For after the afternoon show. I'm sorry, Commissioner Buzz.
Happy to be here one final time in 2025. We're going to start with the ninth place game, just featuring Spike. Spike versus Derek. And what a sad matchup this was. Spike had six guys in single digits. Derek had Dalton Kincaid inactive, still started him at tight end. Derek wins 76-73. Spike finishes in 10th place out of 12.
Wow. Just a horrible year for me. Mm. I hope it's like the year when the Warriors had that year from hell and then came back the next year and won the title.
Yeah.
That is what I'm hoping this year is. So hopefully I get a high lottery pick for next year.
On to the consolation bracket championship here. Ike versus Bam. 11 versus 12 seed. Only Bo Nix got in double figures for Bam. Meanwhile, Ike got 44 from Drake May, 20 from Breece Hall, 11 from A.J. Brown, and cruised to a 121-72 win. Ike won four games in the regular season, then just casually rattled off three in a row to win the consolation bracket championship. Mm.
Just unbelievable. Man. Great run by you. I'm proud of you.
Listen, the team got healthy late in the year, and they started to play better just a little late.
Yep.
Couldn't get in the playoffs. Nobody wanted to see me in the playoffs.
Well, Bam didn't see it coming.
There it is.
Yeah.
So I was just
one last time in 2025.
Yeah. And I'm hoping you take that momentum. It rolls into next year.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It's like the Lions when they beat the Packers at the end of the year one year.
Yep.
And next thing you know, they were in the playoffs the next year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we're going.
Yep.
New players 8 months from now will carry that for sure.
Shut up, Buzz.
Let's get to the third place game, the bronze medal game, if you will. Jack versus Dustin.
Oh.
Another sad matchup here featuring an inactive tight end as Jack left George Kittle in his lineup.
Ah. Oh,
Dustin's team was projected to put up 145. Jack still wins one final matchup in 2025, scoring below 100. Final score, Jack 96, Dustin 84.
What? Dustin's team. Dude, what a collapse.
Unbelievable. I'm just like Jalen.
Yeah.
Under 100. All we do is win.
Play great defense.
Great defense. Third in the league this year. Third in the league.
Dustin, truly the 2023 Eagles of the fantasy football league.
When he faces us, he chokes.
Yeah.
Lost to all three of us.
Yeah.
Lost to me in the real championship game.
Disaster.
Yeah. What a disaster from Dustin. Mm.
Okay, Buzz?
All comes down to this. Afternoon Show Bowl 2025, Yoshi versus Marcus. I set the line at Marcus by 20, and once again, that was somehow disrespectful to Marcus.
Wow.
This one was not close. Marcus's only player in single digits was Nico Collins. He blows out Yoshi, 164-97.
164? Unbelievable.
We done messed around and let a juggernaut in this league.
Yeah.
Dude, he's the best player we've ever had.
2025, the year of 6-7, and Marcus wins by 67.
Wow.
Which means he is back in the league in 2026, and Yoshi's charity run in this league has finally
come
to an end.
Of terror.
Finally.
Finally came to an end on the season's final night.
I thought we had him one more year. Yeah. He couldn't... Wow, Marcus, man.
Definitely the most dominant team in league history.
And joining us to gloat about his victory, Marcus, congratulations, Marcus.
Oh, yeah, I'll take free wins all year long.
Wow.
I mean, really, the competition is probably how Dustin feels versus all those nine-year-olds. It's just, I'm facing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
all right.
It's okay.
We look forward to having you back next year, beating your ass.
It's going to be on your mind all year.
Yeah. No, it really is. I mean, some of these games weren't even close.
Yeah, I've never seen a run like this, Marcus.
Now, quick thing for my second question answer.
Yeah.
I want to put Spike's fantasy team on there. He had a good, 3 weeks, and then it was over from there.
Wow.
It just died off real quick.
Wow. It did. It was injuries. I don't know what to say.
It was. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Got lucky with the injury bug myself.
Well, you need injury luck.
You need luck.
Need luck. Well, congratulations, Marcus. You are back in the league for next year. We look forward to seeing you at the now we might tell you the draft is at the wrong time next
just
year.
So you miss it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to auto draft your team next year. Yeah. Auto draft your team.
Congratulations, Marcus.
Yes, all seriously, man. Congratulations, brother.
There he is, Marcus. And I want to congratulate Yoshi on his Caller of the Year award, but also your reign of terror in the afternoon show fantasy football league is over, Yoshi.
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. I'm still stretching, man. Look, Marcus, congratulations, man. I'm playing this dude, and I swear he had five players that went off in the last 2 minutes of their games to just ignite his juggernaut game yesterday. Was saying congrats, bro. Hey, man. If Dustin is Jalen Hurts of this year, I am the Buffalo Bills of the WIP Fantasy League. I went there 3 years in a row.
In the 90s, yes.
Was saying 3 years in a row. What's name to the tip, but just couldn't get the championship. I'm officially tired from all fantasy leagues.
Wow.
My wife, what's name at the beginning of the year, I was like, it is too stressful getting into all these leagues and winning some, but not winning the one I really want. I mean, I won money, but I wanted this one.
You wanted this
and
one.
Just didn't get it. What's name? It felt like you was about to say Yoshi couldn't get it, but couldn't get it up. Don't say that, bro. I'm glad you caught yourself. Don't say that. That's why I am tired as I am. Last night was my anniversary. Happy anniversary to my wife. She listening. Right?
What'd you think of the date?
What's the name? You know, been together for over 20 years, but 13 years of marriage. And, boy, it was a great night. You know what I'm talking about?
Happy anniversary, brother.
Yeah, wow. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
And I was about to say Yoshi couldn't get it up. I was going to say that. Yeah,
I know. I said, don't say that, because me and my best friend still tied. You know what I'm talking about? And I appreciate that the call of the year. I am humbled. I love this show, man. What's saying? I just call up here, to make people laugh, make people feel good, and have a great time while I'm doing it. And I appreciate it. What's saying? I'm really humbled by it. I practice humility. It's a great thing to have. I woke up to a bunch of texts, saying, yo, Jack, gonna name you call of the year. And then I saw he had texted me at 3:38. But like I said, I'm tired from last night. I'm tired.
Yes, we heard you.
I got it.
She looking at me right now with that shaking her head. Yes, everybody know what we did last night. On a Monday night, Ike.
What'd you think of the D?
Would you stop?
Friday went to the break on Sunday, and Monday popped off. Fireworks, baby. 4th of July, New Year.
What's wrong with him, man?
This is why he's caller of the year.
I just told you what's wrong with me, boy.
Everything is hard.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. Happy New Year, you lunatic.
Happy New Year, baby.
All right, Yoshi.
There is Yoshi. And final caller of the year will be Justin in Tennessee.
Hey.
Justin. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine final day for y'all this year?
Justin. What's up, brother?
Boys, I'm telling you, it's been a heck of a show today. Luckily for me, my boss ain't been at work this week. He's took off. And I've been able to listen both days. And I'm telling you all what, man, I got a lot to hit on. But first thing with the Eagles I do want to hit on is with the starters, I want that number two seed. We need it because we saw what happened last year. But I think Kim Jurgens needs the rest. So if you can put Toth in at center and get Jurgens the rest, because,
right.
Man, I don't know how he got that Pro Bowl vote. I mean, I ain't trying to knock the poor boy. But, I mean, you know his back is got to be an issue. Coming off back surgery ain't no joke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something that can linger for a long time. So I would definitely try to see if I could rest Cam. And then by halftime, if the Bears are blowing the lines out, yeah, pull everybody.
Pull the rest of the guys.
Put your backups in.
Yeah.
But you got to get that number two seed, man. And I also seen something. Saquon's just like 80 yards away from a $250,000 bonus. And we know Smitty's, what, 40-something yards away from 1,000?
Yep.
So Saquon, man, if he
250 grand, I don't look. That's a big deal to us.
Yeah,
they just give him $40 million. I still
want that 250.
Yeah,
250, man.
Then you know what? He should have rushed for the 5 yards he carried instead of 3.5 this year. Yeah.
Well, a lot of that ain't his fault when somebody's meeting him as soon as he gets in.
For
the
sure,
home,
but it is what it is. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is. And what about my man Yoshi there, man? Throwing it down on a Monday night. Come on one time now, big boy. Let her rip, Hater Chip, on a Monday. He's rolling up in there like Ric Flair. Jet flying, wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, son of a gun. Woo! I'm here to tell you, boys. Yoshi just laying it down. I bet Yoshi walked in. Y'all remember that Shaft movie with Samuel L. Jackson, the first thing he done. And he tells that old gal, he says, "What you want, the LD or you won't be held?" She says, "I want the LD. Then I won't be held." Yoshi's like, "Yeah, baby. You dead gum right, honey."
Yeah, and I'm the only one who knows what he's talking about.
I think I have an idea.
No, man.
No, I meant the actual movie, the scene.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I bet
you anything, Spike's seen that one, man. That Sam Jackson Shaft.
You seen Shaft?
Movie.
The Shaft with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, but that was – when did that come out? That was 90s,
that was
right?
The one where Christian Bale was the bad guy,
yes.
Man, before
yep.
He was Batman. That was a good one, man.
Now, you know who the girl was? You know who the girl was?
No, sir.
That was Kima Greggs from The Wire.
Oh, okay.
You know, from The Wire, the female detective from The Wire.
Yep.
Yeah, she was younger back then.
Got you. But real quick, man.
I like The Wire.
Y'all throwing down on the Tennessee boys, talking about Witten. Man, talking about he's a good pack. Man, he's one of the best tight ends ever. He was a Cowboy, and we hate the Cowboys. And like Rio says, the dadgum sugar blue. And Peyton, yeah, he was carried to that second Super Bowl. But, you know, Peyton had to do a little heavy lifting that year, too. But Bob Sanders come back that year, the Colts won it, and that really helped them out a lot. When
mm-hmm.
Bob Sanders went down, that defense went down, too. But, boys, I just wanted to get on here one more time with you because I know – y'all's going to be off the rest of the week like me, and I got to get in here and watch Tennessee hopefully kick hell out of Illinois. But I'm going to get off here. I love you, boys. I mean it. Y'all have a happy new year. I'll holler at you later, boys.
Love you, Justin.
Happy new year.
Happy New Year. Final text line of the year. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
How can you compare Travis Fulgham to Sandy Koufax, Jack? You idiot. Ike, defending a guy you thought was dead 2 minutes ago.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah, he raises a good point. Jack, what's next?
The side effects of brain juice. Fatigue, mild headaches, nausea, dry mouth, and in rare cases, calling people from Columbus dumb. Tim in Newark.
Well,
but then naming him caller of the year.
Well, look, he drifted into Jalen dumbness. I can't take it. I can't take it.
It's tough.
Yeah. What's next?
We feel bad taking his money every week. It's not working. Elliot's boxing coach.
Yeah, I can't imagine Elliot is a pro boxer.
No.
He's taken a lot of boxing classes.
He's been talking about this boxing thing for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten any videos.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. What's next?
Jeopardy host. Chester, Otto, Rufus, and Zebediah. Jeopardy contestant. Who are the old-ass people below Elliot's record on the Stairmaster?
Right.
Him bragging about...
Yeah, that he set the record.
About being a machine on the Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Is something.
He set a record.
Yep.
Yeah, if you go to that gym in... Where was it? In
Exton. Yeah.
His name is up on the wall.
Yeah. What is next?
Who among us wants to hear a former NFL player whose nickname is Raw Dog talk about Sirianni's culture of toughness when you can be lectured about it by a guy who is afraid of the rain and occasionally carries a purse? Alex in Lancaster.
I do wish we had asked Elliot about his New Year's Eve plans because I think we are all at the age...
Yeah.
Where we don't, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'd be lucky if I'm up when that ball hits at 12.
Yeah. I think we're going to dinner at 5 o'clock or something. They come home and fall asleep with the dogs. But I'm sure Elliot has some big New Year's Eve plan.
I wouldn't be surprised. Is Elliot a New York guy? Did he do the Times Square thing?
Oh, no.
I'm sure he's done it at least once.
I'm sure he's done it, but I bet he is a bar and finger twirl.
Oh, we're getting the finger twirl.
Yeah.
I'm about to go in.
Yeah, he's going to go in.
I'm about to go in, everyone. I want one time for someone to get a video of Elliot and the finger twirl. Maybe in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening in 2025. It has been a great year. It would not be the year it was without you. So we appreciate you listening. And you're stuck with us for several more years. Mm-hmm. So
looking better, looking forward to a better 2026.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to keep making it better, dumber and dumber and dumber. You thought there were a lot of bits in 25? Oh,
it's just wait till Elliot Week.
Oh, yeah. Elliot Week is really going to happen in
2026. I mean, we got the All-Star Game here.
Yep. World Cup.
World Cup, PGA Championship at Aronimink. I'm sure we'll be out there.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You're a golf club, man.
Yeah, if we could do a show there, that would be awesome.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's all, yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday. That's when, yeah.
2 days?
Yeah, Fritz and I, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Kidding me? Right, yeah. I can stalk, who's the
Xander.
Xander.
Yeah.
Xander. He hasn't won a tournament since.
Yeah, he has not.
All right,
we're not getting Tiger back this year? No?
I don't know.
Yeah. Nah.
World
Happy
Baseball
birthday,
Classic.
Tiger. Yeah, World
Nobody
Baseball
cares.
Classic. Yeah. Well,
happy birthday, Carson.
Happy birthday, Carson.
Happy birthday, King James.
Oh, yeah, LeBron. King James, the best. More LeBron. So Broads is up next.
Yes.
And thank you for listening. We will talk to you Monday. And remember, deodorant is the thief. Oh, are we doing it? Do you have it ready, Jack?
No, but I can get it.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
What?
Oh, it's Tuesday. Well, all right.
It is early.
Yeah, but we should do it.
Yeah, we should price
it. The last one of the year.
Yeah. I got it.
All right. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E. A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There
you go. Fly, Eagles, fly. Touchdown, one, two.
One, two, three.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S, E-L-S,
Eagles! E-L-E-S, Eagles!
Crank it up.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
So good.
Okay.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Really looking forward to another speech from Mayor Parker at a parade.
Her one from last time, it still hasn't ended.
Still going. Look, maybe you have tomorrow off. Great day to head over to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. The cars are all be waiting for you. You know, this month, they are taking care of you. Their goal is to make sure when you go in there and buy a brand new Hyundai, your car payment goes down as low as possible. And they are using every opportunity they can to do it. Opportunity one, or way one that they're doing it, is financing. As low as 0% financing on any new Hyundai at Colonial. They've got over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. They have Santa Fe's. They have Palisades. They have Tucson. So if you want an SUV because you're worried about the winter, they've got those for you there. How else are they going to get your payment down? Well, they're going to give you more for your trade than anybody else. They have been recognized consistently for giving you more for your trade than any other place in the Delaware Valley. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai from Colonial will drive off with America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade. 0% financing. Colonial Hyundai, Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. Online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles per year. 20% down. Plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.